Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Speer. During an Oval Office meeting today, President Biden told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that no nation can be secure in the world if the U.S. and allies don't stand up and defend Ukraine against Russian brutality. But NPR's Tamara Keith reports it still isn't clear whether Congress will approve another $24 billion for Ukraine.
The aid package for Ukraine is all tied up in the ongoing drama among Republicans in the House of Representatives who haven't figured out how to get to yes on bills to fund the government. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Zelensky knew what he was walking into when he came to Washington to advocate for more assistance.
President Zelensky is not coming here like a babe in the woods, not having any understanding that, you know, we have to work through as we approach the end of the fiscal year, funding for the government going forward. He recognizes that that's going to be contested, that there are different perspectives.
Sullivan said what Zelensky wanted to hear from President Biden is that the funding will come through eventually. And Sullivan said he remains confident. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Media mogul Rupert Murdoch is stepping down from the helm of both Fox's parent company and his own News Corp media holdings, handing over the reins to his son, Lachlan. Rupert Murdoch, who built his empire from a single newspaper in Australia roughly 70 years ago, gained a major foothold in American politics through Fox News, as well as his purchases of the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. His family's fortune is estimated at $19 billion. Rupert Murdoch is 92 years old. A work stoppage at three vehicle assembly lines is now in its seventh day as the United Auto Workers continue to discuss new contracts with Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors. As Alex McLennan of member station WDET reports, the union says it could stop more plants Friday if it's not happy with negotiations.
UAW bargaining teams continue pushing for increased wages, cost of living adjustments, and a return to traditional pensions. Merrick Masters is a professor at Wayne State University who specializes in business and labor relations. He says if automakers were to accept all the UAW's demands, it would more than double the hourly cost of the workforce.
So they would be forced to pass that increase on to customers or cut other expenses or absorb it, which would reduce their profitability.
While the union has only halted three vehicle assembly lines so far, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis have all laid off additional workers at active plants as a result of material shortages. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
The number of people filing initial claims for unemployment benefits unexpectedly fell to its lowest level in nearly 8 months. The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless benefits fell by 20,000 for the week ending September 16th, the biggest dip since January. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 370 points. You're listening to NPR. After declining somewhat during the spring, the number of migrants seeking to enter the U.S. is again on the rise. In Eagle Pass, Texas, nearly 6,000 migrants arrived there in 2 days, prompting authorities to close a border crossing. Similar closures have taken place at other locations as more people cross the U.S. border from Mexico. Earlier this week, in an effort to address the matter, the administration granted temporary legal status and work permits for nearly 500,000 Venezuelans. A group of investors has made a successful $13.5 billion takeover bid for the Japanese electronics and energy firm Toshiba. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul a series of scandals and blunders over the past decade have led to the decline of the former corporate giant.
A consortium led by private equity firm Japan Industrial Partners acquired more than 78% of Toshiba's outstanding shares, enough to force out the remaining shareholders. The consortium intends to take Toshiba private, ending its 74-year history as a listed firm. Toshiba was established in 1875. In 2015, Toshiba was found to have overstated years' worth of profits. 2 years later, its U.S. nuclear power subsidiary, Westinghouse, went bankrupt, saddling it with huge debts. The company sold a majority share to foreign funds. Some of the fund's investors, who wanted to take the company private, have clashed with Toshiba's management, which wanted to keep it a publicly traded firm. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower today, oil down 3 cents a barrel to settle at $89.63 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in New York.